welcome him in.
Ha, ba, ba.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We welcome him.
Hallelujah.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Glory
thank
to you.
Hey, la, 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 la.
Worthy to be praised.
We welcome him.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you today. You are the one true God. Hallelujah, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Worthy are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Who am I that you would know and love me? Sculpted in your glory before my eyes could see. And when I'm lost, stranded in my frailty, flesh and blood has failed me, you've come to set me free. Here I stand,
Jesus,
before the great I am. At the cross, I bow my life again. So I lift my hands, surrender to your name, O risen King.
Jesus.
Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns. Calvary, when hearts betray your kindness, still your grace is greater than my wretchedness. Your outstretched arms, a love that bled devotion, mercy like an ocean, drowned my sin and shame. Here I stand before the great I am.
The great I am.
At the cross,
Jesus,
I found my life again. So I lift my hands, surrender to your name,
Jesus.
O risen King,
Jesus.
Jesus reigns. Christ in me,
Jesus,
the hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I found my life again. So we lift our hands and surrender to your name, O risen King.
Jesus.
Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns. And you, my Lord of lords, we worship you, Almighty God. Holy, you won the victory. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
yes. Worthy are you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Worthy are you. Let's just lift our hands a minute to the King. His grace come forth. King of kings and Lord of lords. The name above our name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Quicken our mortal body. Quicken our mortal body.
Keep it going.
Make it alive. Make it more like your body. Quicken.
Keep pressing in.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and exalt you. You are a good God, full of mercy and truth and wisdom. Hallelujah, the love of God is in you and in us. Hallelujah. We are one body fitly joined together. Hallelujah. The mind of Christ dwells in your body. The gifts of the Spirit, full operation in your body. The fruit of the Spirit is seen all over this nation. Hallelujah. We are the power. You are the power, Lord God. All praise and glory and honor goes to you. For you are a just God, a kind God, a God that does the work of the ministry that you call us to within us. Thank you for your church triumphing and glorious.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory.
Amen. Y'all just continue in that spirit, okay? Because that's what we're doing this morning. Continue in that spirit.
Amen.
Brother Thurston, find 1 Corinthians 14:26 and read it for us. That's what we're doing this morning. I want you to be thinking. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what you want me to share this morning? Because I get a chance to share this morning. You get a chance to share this morning.
Amen.
Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, what you want me to share this morning? 1 Corinthians 14:26.
Said, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying.
Amen.
Okay, I would add to that, people might have a testimony. People might have a praise report.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Not have a teaching, you might have a revelation or a prophecy or whatever, okay? So, what does God want you to share? What is the Holy Spirit saying? You got something to share. Now, what he says here is when we share, it's all for the common good. It's all for the edifying of the
body.
Exactly, just what we were talking about. So we share. What's going on with us? What does the Holy Spirit want us to share this morning? What does he want me to share this morning? This is our opportunity this morning. Okay? When we come together, we have come together. You are mature Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You're not 1 Corinthians Christians. You are mature. So I don't have to worry about order, right?
No.
We are already in order. Know what order is. And when one speaks, when she speaks, everyone's quiet and listens to her. I didn't have to say, everybody be quiet and listen to Mary now. We're mature. You don't have to do it. So focus on the Holy Spirit. What does he want to say through you? You got a testimony, you got a praise report, you got a prayer, whatever. Okay? Whatever gift. You know what a gift? Gift's not used very much in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. The word gift is only used 2 or 3 times. The rest of the time it's just stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
It just means something spiritual. It says spiritual, and the word gift's not there. So we just want to be spiritual. We want to listen to the Spirit and just share what the Spirit's giving.
And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, unite, my brethren, unite in the purpose and the plan that I have for this church. Make sure you walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. You do this by seeking me with your whole heart. Mm-hmm. Have you replaced me as your first love? I am your first love. Pray for each other that we will stand fast in that love. That you will always be our first Lord. That you will always be put first in our life. We're on a journey that has total victory. A journey that will open our eyes to see the power of the Holy Spirit. You are not coming back for a sick weekly church. You are coming back for a church triumphant in glory. A church that will walk in the power and the anointing that you've placed within us.
We will see the glory of God from face to face. We will see the divisions go away in the church. The ones that will fall by the wayside, they will fall. But the ones that will stand firm will rise up. And it doesn't matter about the number, because they all will be with me. And I am God Almighty, and I can take care of everything. You might look at the church and think, what is she doing? What is she not doing this and that? Realize it's not your power that does it. It's God's power. And I am not a man that I should lie. I have told you what this church will look like. And your church will look like this. And VCF is part of the many, many churches that will unite. The power of Christ is coming on this earth in such a way. It has started. It has started. It has started. And it will grow and grow and grow into the powerful church that I have placed here. Because I have not lied in any way. Look to my word for strength. Look to prayer and intercession. Look to assembling yourself together. But look to love. The love of God will sustain you. The love of God will hold you. And my love and my love. But remember, I am God and I am a jealous God. And my church will seek me strong, stronger, stronger as the days go by. My church will love me more and more and more. You will walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will walk in the power of the anointing. You will walk in the gifts of the Spirit. You will see people raised from the dead. You will see sickness leave the church, because just like in the days when Moses led them out, there was not one sick and feeble among them. And that was not the church that God lived in. Right now, you are possessed completely by God in a good, loving way. Take that power within you and show it to the world. Because my heart is for souls. I want everybody that will call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Yes, there'll be people that won't do it because of pride and because they just won't do it. But I pray and thank the church for what it's doing. I thank you, church, that you will be triumphant, because I speak you're triumphant in Jesus' name. Take the name of Jesus. Take all your weapons and take it and use it for the glory of God. Jesus. For my family will be complete and they will be in heaven with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Jesus. Glory. You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank hallelujah. You. Thank you, Jesus.
Much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're feeling you ought to say is from the Holy Spirit or not, it probably is.
Yes,
I do. You don't need to hesitate. You just go ahead and share it. Yeah.
Teach us to pray.
Yeah.
And said, pray after this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Jesus.
Give us this day.
This day.
Our bread.
Yeah.
And forgive us our sins.
Yeah.
And lead us not in temptation. Deliver us from evil. Deny us kingdom, power, and glory. Mm-hmm. That prayer was answered. He taught us, but that prayer was answered when he laid his life down. And then in John's Gospel, 6th chapter, he talks about partaking of the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I know communion was in the Old Testament, but he made it afresh in the New Testament.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the will of God.
Yeah.
This is the will of God. And he says when you do it, you remember the Lord's death.
Yes.
And in remembering the Lord's death, we remember our victory.
Woo!
glory. Amen.
And we put Satan under our feet.
Yes, amen.
When we partake of this holy communion. And there's more to this than just, I mean, this thing is deep.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Deep.
Amen.
And it's the perfect will of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's His will that we do it.
Amen.
I want to share that with you.
Thank you, Lord, on you and David.
Mm-hmm. And David, when you say give us our daily bread, that means He give us fresh bread every day.
Amen.
Daily.
Daily.
Daily. You have to believe God for your daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
And He's not talking about just natural bread.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
But your daily bread. Yes, believe Him for a revelation. Believe Him that He's going to open up a fresh word to you. A word for the day that would take you through the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And some word He'll give you would take you through a lifetime.
Amen.
Amen.
But you just listen for a daily bread. You know, He was telling the children of Israel, don't go and get the bread and stuff and store it up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, go out and get it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give it to you daily. You know, don't want you storing it up, but I want you to get it daily, fresh.
Yeah.
Because for that day, you may need something different. Every morning you get up, you may need something different for that day.
Just like that was physical food for their body, that they eat spiritual food, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it gives you spiritual food.
Yes, yes. For what you need for that day.
Amen.
Because you don't know what attack the enemy is trying to put on
watch
you.
Watch, that's good. Need that day. Boy, that's good. What you need that day.
Yeah.
So it's important to
spend
time kind of in the morning.
Amen.
Or at night. You know, when you're going to need it as you come through it.
Yeah.
That's good.
What you need today.
Amen.
I think
glory.
What we talked about on Patrick, who I've got there, us, not me.
Yes.
And
give us this day on it.
It starts off with your kingdom come, your will be done. And it's all clear, the rest of it is about.
That's good.
That.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
He started out with our Father because He was included in there too. He included Himself. Our Father. Give us.
Yes.
He included Himself in there. Give us this day.
And we're all included.
Mm-hmm.
Give us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Our daily bread.
All
forgive
of
us.
Yeah.
Our trespasses. All of us.
Amen. Yeah.
We're not just praying for me.
Ooh.
We're praying for us.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
we're
good.
The body.
Yeah.
That's good, Ray.
Yeah.
That's good, Ray.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Someone else.
Shout out to God. Sister Deborah, I know something on your tongue. Just go on.
Y'all have a nonprofit. We help seniors, especially seniors raising grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And I got confirmation from two other friends that are spirit-filled, but you know, there's so many needful things every day that we have to do, whether it's minor things like going to Walmart, God forbid, or, you know, helping that person that comes to you that needs help.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you guys remember the demonstration they did in class where they would take a jar and they would fill it full of rocks and say, is it full? And you would say, yes. Then they would put sand in it and they say, is it full? Mm-hmm. And you would say, yes. Then they would pour water in it, then it was full. But my thing that, you know, my friends have been confirming, God has given you a task. Put the rocks in the jar first. Do what God is asking you to do first. Because these are the needful things. Then you can do the family things, and then you can do the other things. But He's asking you to do tasks.
Yes.
And we don't want to get pulled off on things that are needful, but things can be good, but they're not always God. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we can become the person that is the problem resolution officer because people know you have the spirit and you give good advice and you get things done. Everybody starts coming to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell he's that person in his family. And you end up taking care of tasks, mm-hmm. but not doing God's work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's again, I got confirmation from two people. This is what you do. These people have needs.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get pulled off on things that seem necessary at the time.
Yeah.
We've got to get back to putting the rocks in the jar.
In the jar first.
First.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what God has asked you to do, to speak to help, the mm-hmm. task that He has given you to do. And when you've done that, then you can start dealing with the sand, the family and friend
yeah.
issues.
Yeah.
And then
sometimes I might already be taken care of by somebody else too.
Yeah, but the water, the things that
are
the filler
God has particularly for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That are the filler, the Walmart, the cutting the grass.
Yeah, I see.
But I had gotten to doing the water first, just doing tasks,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. not getting.
Takes you away from the greater things.
Yes. I went to a women's conference once, and the minister said that distractions, Satan can make it look like very necessary things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to pray, but all of a sudden that closet that needs organizing or cleaning that hadn't bothered you in a year, it's just got to be done. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just, He has been really pulling me back to, this is your task.
Mm-hmm.
This is your mission. This is what I have given you to do. Do these things.
Don't you think yeah. it's because you retire and your flesh kind of, couldn't I do that all the time, and you're just kind of wanting to do it? Or have you always been that way as far as doing, wanting to do? I know you see first the kingdom. I know you walk
in spirit. It's not that. It's just learning to say no when people know that it's needful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
needful.
Too.
People need these things, mm-hmm. but that's not God's task for you. That's mm-hmm. the last thing you put in the jar.
Mm-hmm.
You do His stuff first, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, that's been my thing this week. Put the rocks in the jar first, Deborah. You've been retired 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a lot, but you haven't been doing what I've asked. Not that what you're doing is not good, mm-hmm. but it's not what I
mm-hmm.
that's the
want
most
you
important.
To do first. Yeah.
Kenneth mm-hmm. Hagin did that. He was a pastor, and God never called him to be that pastor that long. You know, he's, or did he? Am I misremembering? Mm-hmm. He was called for a different purpose, but God led him in that good thing. And He used it and helped him
again,
with it.
Again, it can be very good,
mm-hmm.
but if it's not God, there is no reward in it. Gloria Dufresne said that people were beating up on her verbally for not feeding the people. You don't have a food. She says, that's not what God has given me to do.
Mm-hmm.
She says, so I can't do that.
Well,
because
like,
it there will be failure in it where the anointing and the provisions are is where God has put you. Everything else, there's no provision or anointing there.
It's like your nose trying to walk.
Okay, and a Bible example.
You know, because we're all one body. You can't do everything.
The Bible example would be when the apostles, they wanted them to wait on the table.
Yes,
and stuff.
That's good.
That he, mm-hmm. they said, we ain't called to do that. Y'all pick y'all some deacons out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they wanted them to do. Mm-hmm. They said, no, we can't do it. We ain't called to do that.
But it looked like necessary
mm-hmm.
for them to help. But that would not have been helpful because they were there to preach the word. The word is what's
something
important.
Would have gone like, and then it would,
yes.
would have been
exactly.
the word.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's. Because if you're doing what He's told you to do, that is the word.
Amen.
That's,
mm-hmm.
that's the word. That's the word
that's
where He
the
gave
anointing
you.
Is.
Yeah,
that's
what
exactly
His
right.
word to me is, you do this. You do this. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's your rhema. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're called to do. So every now and then, you know, my friends, they are so wonderful. They always confirm what He's told me.
Yeah. I like that.
They're called alongside, and He told me, while I'm building you up, your friends are scaffolding. You know, when you're building a house, you're scaffolding around it. He says, your friends are scaffolding. They're there to hold you. Not the word is necessary, but you need flesh here on the earth to.
Yeah, amen.
Like Mary to say, no, you don't do that. You don't say that. You're praying wrong. You do this. When your friends are your scaffolding around you while he's building you up. So don't discount them. They're going to be family. When your friends put a brick up, they're going to try to take it down. So you need to separate yourself from some people, not separating them out of your life, but you separate them from your close, intimate circle, the ones that are your scaffolding to tell you you're stepping a little over the line, you're out of your lane, stay in your lane. Swim in your lane. When you know you see a swim meet, you don't see people swimming all over. They stay in their lane. Otherwise, it's pandemonium. Stay in your lane. Just stay in your lane.
Amen. Amen. We're just talking. Rick had to go. He had told me last Sunday he had to go to teach a class this morning. So that's what he's doing. That's the reason we needed to, you know, put off on time, do everything on time, because he had to leave out early to go teach a class, Sunday school class.
Well, thank you guys for letting me. Well, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, he just letting all of us talk, you know, and he felt like that's the way the Spirit wanted to go. Just let us say, since he had to leave early to go teach another class,
I also wanted to read it in the Passion Translation. Beloved friends, or actually sisters and brothers, what does all of this imply? When you conduct your meetings, you should always let everything be done to build up the church.
Yeah.
To build it up.
Whether you share a song of praise, a teaching, a divine revelation, or a tongue and interpretation, let each one contribute what strengthens others.
That's good. That's good.
What strengthens others.
That's good. That's real good.
I'm not going to go into detail, but I'll give the Lord glory.
Well, Apostle or David, could y'all pray over the food?
Dear Lord, I thank you for the blessings that we've heard. And Lord, I thank you for the food that you provided us with. Help us to go forward and bless the food in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I thank you for this fellowship and every word spoken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.